In today's diverse communities and workplaces, sensitivity and tolerance are a must. At Points of Perspective, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer, diversity awareness expert, and author Sharon Hill, you will discover how to create inclusive environments that embrace all people.
Thank you for tuning in. Have you had an occasion to talk to someone who is hard of hearing or deaf? How did you handle it? Did you talk louder or even yell to make you heard? If you did, guess what? You diminished an opportunity for a meaningful and respectful communication with that person. Here are some facts and interaction tips to ensure you are always professional and demonstrate sensitivity to a person who is hard of hearing. People who are deaf or hard of hearing have a unique culture. They communicate with a language that people with normal hearing may not understand. People who are deaf or hard of hearing generally prefer to communicate orally. The deaf and hard of hearing may not have 100% hearing loss and can use residual sound when communicating. Phonetically, their speech is correct, even though their pitch and tone may sound different than what a normal hearing person is used to. Some deaf and hard of hearing learn American Sign Language, called ASL, to make communicating with others quicker and easier. Some who are deaf and hard of hearing, especially people who became deaf as an adult, often adapt a communication style that is a combination of oral, lip reading, and sign language. Now, for 12 ways to interact that respects the deaf and hard of hearing and keeps conversation comfortable. Number one, there are a wide range of hearing losses and communication preferences. If you do not know the individual's preferred communication method, ask. Don't assume. If you are able, use the style that they use. For example, sign language, oral communication, etc. If you experience extreme difficulty in communicating orally, ask if writing is all right. Never say, "Oh, forget it. It's not important." A conversation can be held with two people sharing a keyboard and the view of a computer screen. Many deaf individuals, as a second language, may or may not be highly proficient in English. Assume their English skills are strong, but be willing to make adaptations if they are not. Two, be normal. Make direct eye contact. Natural facial expressions and gestures will provide important information to your conversation. Don't shout or exaggerate. One speech does not help communication. Talk as you normally would. Keep your face and mouth visible by not obscuring your hands, hair, and food. While you're speaking, you should look at the listener's face and smile with encouragement and assurance as needed. Three, when speaking to a person who lip reads, speak clearly and evenly. Do not over-articulate. Four, provide an occasional brief period of silence between statements. The listener may wish to respond or think through what has been said. Five, use transitional phrases between topics such as, "My next question is about," or, "Okay, I'm going to change the subject." Changing the topic abruptly can cause confusion. Tell your story or experience completely and end it before changing to another subject. Six, if you are talking and asked to repeat yourself several times, try rephrasing your sentence. Seven, to get a person's attention, call his name. If there is no response, lightly touch him on the arm or shoulder. Eight, if you do not understand what they are saying, do not pretend to understand. Ask them to repeat what they're saying. Nine, deaf and hard of hearing may have an interpreter. They generally should not be included in the conversation. If the deaf or hard of hearing is a speaker for an event, their interpreter commonly stands at their side. If the person has an interpreter, address questions, comments, or concerns directly to the individual rather than the interpreter. 10. When giving a number or an address, consider alternative ways to provide it. Writing, faxing, or emailing are great ways to ensure accuracy. 11. Consider the environment where you are talking. Bright and dark places can be a barrier to clear communication. Good lighting is important, but keep in mind the glare factor and do not stand in front of a sunny window. Control or eliminate competing environmental noise that could cancel out or interrupt speech. And finally, number 12, if at an event, it is ideal to seat the deaf and hard of hearing in the front of the room with a good view of the speaker so that they can read lips, see gestures, and take notes of sounds they can make out. Now think about your workplace. Does it appreciate diversity as it relates to the hard of hearing? If you feel uncomfortable with one or more of the interactions I just mentioned, contact me for training. I am Sharon Hill, and I can teach you and your team to appreciate the cultural differences of the deaf and hard of hearing, thus improving teamwork and productivity in your workplace. Go to my website, www.SharonHillInternational.com, to learn more about etiquette training, diversity training, and building social capital.
Thank you for listening to Points of Perspective. If you have a diversity question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to diversity@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download episodes, visit www.SharonHillInternational.com.